Sukkah chapter 3, Mishnah 3, Arava Gazula Vivesha, also a willow twig, which is the next of the four species. If it again, if it's stolen or withered, it's invalid. Psula Shalashara Vishalira Nidachas, if it's from a Shara tree or from a condemned city, also invalid, as we explained in the last two Mishnahs. Niktam Resha, if the tip of the willow twig is broken off. Nifritsu alea, or if it is severed, the leaves are shed, then it is also going to be invalid. But also, vahatsaf tsafa, if it is a mountain willow, then a certain kind of certain species, which was marked by round serrated leaves, and it also had a white stem, that's invalid. It's a species that can't be used as a willow, so psula, says the Mishnah. If it was shriveled, or if some of its leaves had fallen off, or it was from a field, it is valid. So what does that mean? If it is shriveled, or some of its leaves had fallen off, as long as the majority was still intact, then it is going to be valid. And also, if it's from a field which does not draw moisture from a brook, but it's a rain-irrigated field, it's still valid. And the concern over here is that because the Torah uses the term willows of the brook, one might think that it has to come, the willow tree, from next to the stream of water. But we learn out from here that it's not true, that the Torah is only indicating to us that these are the kind of willows that are generally found by a stream. But if a particular willow is not found by a stream, it is still valid to be used for the willow branches, for the arba minim.